I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Africa, an outbreak of violence threatens the work of Bible translators. Stay with us as we examine this issue, plus how we can respond halfway around the world. And social norms can prevent some people from learning more about God. But one ministry is working to change that, and they're extending an invitation. We'll start today in Cameroon, which has largely been peaceful. But political tensions have been simmering below the surface for decades between French-speaking state forces and English-speaking separatists in the western part of the country. That tension's now boiled over into all-out violence within the last couple of months. Over 180,000 people have been displaced or fled as refugees into Nigeria. Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates says some of their Bible translation partners are among those who've lost homes and loved ones in this surge of violence.
Most of them have lost their fields, they've lost their herds, their animals, things like that as well. And so we're trying to locate them, we're trying to get them to safe places, trying to help them reconsider resuming their Bible translation work, but they really have to go through some counseling and some adaptation in between now and then in order to make that possible.
Would you join us in praying comfort today for Cameroonian Bible translators?
This is the time for us to stand with these dear brothers and sisters in Christ in Cameroon.
Next, in 2014, a young Iraqi girl named Miriam shared her testimony of forgiveness for the terrorist group that forced her family to flee their home. Sat7 Kids aired her story to countless other children in the Middle East and North Africa. Dennis Weens of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, says for the last 10 years, Sat7 Kids has been a powerful way for children to learn about God and relate to each other.
What's unique about Sat7 Kids, it's children and youth producing programs for children and youth in the Middle East. So it's Middle East children speaking to their peers.
Sat7 believes this channel is a crucial part of their ministry. But why does it matter?
The future of the Middle East is children, is youth. And we need to speak into their realities and help them understand what they're going through from a Christian worldview, biblical values.
So start today by praying for the kids watching this channel to find hope and comfort in the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian women in Pakistan struggle to be discipled for a number of reasons. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
the women outnumber the men in the congregations in Pakistan, often by a ratio of 6-1. And because of the social taboos about men interacting with women who would not be related to them, the pastor basically just by default ends up really looking at the men in the congregation.
And most of these women can't even read a Bible on their own.
Pastor Harris started a literacy training program using the Bible as the curriculum, and then also a sewing center that we were able to provide sewing machines and bolts of fabric for.
Pray for the women in this center to grow in their skills and in their relationship with God. And accessibility and availability of Bibles in China can be pretty limited. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein shares.
The opportunity for someone to just walk into Barnes & Noble or walk into their local bookstore and buy a Bible is non-existent in China. Many come to Christ, but then they don't have access to God's Word. So there is a great need. That need exists to be able to provide Bibles in China that cannot be purchased anywhere or available anywhere except through a Christian community. Our contention is if we all have a passion for the Bible and we're reading God's Word and we understand as we read God's Word, it's happening right now. That passion, we want to make sure those people goes with us to China, has that passion. And secondly, that they have a heart for China.
Bibles for China is coming alongside the local church to make sure that folks have God's Word, and they need people like you to help. $5 can change a life. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.